This is RSN Sunday Central, celebrating the Inglis Australian Easter Yearling Sale. Thanks to Inglis.
Welcome back to a special Sunday Central. We are live here from the magnificent Riverside Stables Complex, where the Easter Inglis sales will be held on Tuesday and Wednesday. And it is a hive of activity. Every big name trainer is here parading the yearlings, looking for the next superstar. The big breeders, the owners are all wandering around this magnificent complex here in Sydney. It's a picturesque day, and it's great to be joined by Arthur Inglis here, a fifth generation Inglis. And it is just exciting, the build up. Arthur, good morning. How are you?
Michael, very well, thank you, and happy Easter to you and all your listeners. In sunny Victoria, I believe we've got the same weather as us this morning. It's sparkling Easter weather, isn't it?
Picture perfect everywhere. And look, you've been doing this your entire life, but do you still get a little edgy, a little nervous before the big sale of the year?
Yeah, for sure. I'd say edgy, nervous. It's more just an excitement that, you know, it's a gradual build-up. And, you know, we've been fortunate to be supported by, you know, many of the leading breeders in Australia and New Zealand for so many years, and we're cognizant of their support and the investment, time and effort over several years comes to producing the horses at this sale. So we've got to respect that. So it's excitement, but also, you know, a professional level of work from all our team goes into this. Yeah.
Can you take us back 12 months ago, where you were, the mindset?
Yeah. Well, everyone's got those 12-month-ago stories, I suppose, but it was of course an evolving situation, and we had you know, plan A, B, C, and so forth for different sets of circumstances. But I think most of your listeners would know now we put on the world's first virtual sale, which means, for those of you who didn't witness it, we actually had an auctioneer, or two auctioneers running in rosters, talking to a screen, basically, standing in the auction ring, as they always do, but no horse in front of them. Mm. And for those witnessing at home, we had footage of that horse. So it was, you could see the horse and you could see the auctioneer, and you could bid up over the phone. Many cases, people had registered to bid and were bidding online. And we called it a virtual sale because we, of course, do digital auctions and have been doing them for a number of years. And they have a countdown, very much like you might have on eBay and so forth. And of course, no one lot gets sold consecutively. It's just as the bidding stops, basically. But to have an auctioneer talking live to a crowd, and all the technical aspects that presented for us doing it for the first time, it was a very big achievement by our team, and required a great deal of confidence from our vendors to support it and continue on, which they did. Fortunately, we got the result. I think the clearance and the average and all the stats around that sale proved that it was a workable formula as a backup. But of course, nothing actually completely replaces having horses on site and people on site, and that's what we love doing, and all the participants love too. So it's great to have people back, obviously. We don't have overseas visitors. We have their representatives. And in some cases, people have actually made the sacrifice of doing the 2 weeks to get here because it's so important to them. And we're very, very grateful that they do make that sacrifice. But, yes, aside from the overseas visitors, which we always love to have, it is very, very much back to business as normal, COVID, in a COVID-safe way.
In this wonderful complex, it's the fourth year that the sale has been here, the third year with people and horses at the complex as well. And it was a gutsy decision all those years ago to make the move from where the history and, I suppose, the heartbeat of Inglis had been since the inception of this company, which has been just remarkable in the history of Australia, not just Australian racing, but founded in 1867 and then going into the bloodstock in the early 1900s as well. Have you been, not surprised, but I suppose proud of the transition and this amazing complex with a 300 or 150 room five-star hotel that's been built here as well? And was there a bit of trepidation as well?
Yes, I suppose in lots of respects, more about the logistics of the place. I was confident we could build a quality place, and I think in the simple aspects of having more space and having a purpose-built place, it was going to serve the industry very well for many years to come. But there's always when I say that logistics of the place is funny, until you actually get horses in an environment, and particularly yearling thoroughbred horses, everyone will appreciate, it's very difficult to know the little things that might not be appreciated by them and might serve to be an issue. So, you know, for example, we've got three different surfaces for them to walk on here, and so we make quite a big investment in that, and the idea being that, you know, we've got options for both buyers and sellers. Does that you know, mean that we could, for example, people go, oh no, we don't like the artificial grass or something like that, you know? But most of that's been very well accepted, and so that's something you had to watch and look out for. Wasn't nervous about so much about the industry coming to it, except for initial first moments. You know, of course, any change, I was confident they could settle in and appreciate it, because we could, just simply having more space and being on a race course. As regards Newmarket, yeah, I live there. I grew up there, and it's got many fond memories for me and my family. But I think lots of things in life have a beginning, a middle, and an end, and their time comes. When I say the time comes, it wasn't urgent that we had to move from there, but you could see its time was passing. We lived and conducted a sale for hundreds of horses right next to probably New South Wales's largest hospital, and certainly New South Wales's largest university, and it's an education and health precinct. When I started there, like when I was a kid, basically I'd come home from school and there'd be horses walking up and down streets. You know, that's what people did in those days. There were stables all around us, and their afternoon exercise was horses walking up and down. I mean, people get bored listening to it now. It's way in the past, but there's not a horse between where we were and the whole and Randwick Racecourse, which is a long way away. We were out of context with our surroundings, basically, putting it in simple terms. So you had to sort of think about long term, and we're lucky, I think, that we got this particular piece of real estate. We could purchase it and we could build what we wanted on it. Plenty of parking, lots of space, and on a race course. So we don't, you know, having horses here is natural. We don't offend any neighbours. I don't have to consider any of that.
With Arthur Inglis, fifth generation Inglis, talking about the upcoming sales. You mentioned there's always a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it's an end and history making end for Redoute's Choice. We get the last Redoute's Choice horses through the sale ring here. How exciting, or I suppose tinged with sadness, is it when we've got that occurring at this sale, because he's been remarkable for the breeding industry?
Yeah, and I think so many of your listeners and even people just watching racing will have Redoute's Choice memories. You know, whether it, even going as far as back as when he was racing, I remember, actually, that was one slipper I couldn't get to, and I can remember where I was when I found out he was scratched from the slipper. I think he was 6-4 or something.
He was. I was actually working for Sky Racing in the mounting yard that day. Rick Lacey walked in. He was wearing shorts and a T-shirt, and he wandered into the mounting yard to say that the horse is scratched.
See, there's that. You remember it exactly too. I mean, that's quite a long time ago. Quite a small detail, long time ago. But it was a big thing. Like he was a, you know, super duper racehorse, and I think he's gone on to do that. So that's one memory of many that he's given us over such a long time. And look, it's, you know, in one respect, we're still in the last yearling, but there's plenty more to come from him and his sons and his daughters and at stud. So it's not curtains on Redoute's Choice. We'll hear plenty more of him in the future.
We need to get to a few more previews, and we're going to be speaking to yourself and other Inglis reps throughout the few days. But what's your highlight? Have you got, what are you most looking forward to?
Oh, I think in particular for the sale.
Yeah.
I think it's just I couldn't say there's one highlight. This is an array of magnificent animals. So I think you just got to sit and watch. I just suggest to your listeners, if they can get on Sale Day Live, just go to inglis.com.au and have a look at it. I think you just start watching and you can't turn away. We've got professional presenters there, as we always do. It's a TV channel.
Have we got a massive sale lot in the next few days?
Do you mean
a massive sale topper?
Well, everyone at this stage would have their theories, but let's try and pluck one. Let's say we'll stick with the Arrowfield for a moment. How about lot 45? Let's have, why don't we? I'm not going to predict that's a topper, but you know. Rising Romance, it's a Rising Romance. It's yep. it's still a Redoute Choice. Son of Redoute Choice in champion sire Snitzel. So how about that?
Every page you turn, there's a budding superstar. Yeah, so well, it's a remarkable catalogue.
Yeah, it is.
Arthur, it's so good to be here. So good to see you. Enjoy the next couple of days. We'll catch up with you as the sale progresses as well. But appreciate your time and we look forward to it.
My pleasure, Michael. Thank you. I hope you enjoy the next few days. Strap in your seatbelt. It's going to be fantastic.
We certainly will. Arthur Inglis joining us here live from the Riverside Stable Complex.